Blog Talk Radio.
Been searching for someone
don't have to search no further.
Oh. welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I am Prophet Stacey, and this is Prolific Fire. Let's pray and jump right into the word for tonight. Father God, thank you for everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice, God. I pray that they will be blessed by what you say through me tonight, Lord God. Set me down, Lord God, and you stand mightily in me tonight, Lord God. Bless your people, God. Deliver your people, God. Speak to your people on tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. The foundational text comes from Titus chapter 1, verse 5, and tonight I will be reading from the Amplified Bible. This is the Apostle Paul talking to Titus. For this reason I left you behind in Crete, that you may set right what was defective and finish what was left undone, and that you might appoint elders and set them over the churches, assemblies, in every city as I directed you. From the Message Bible, the scripture says, again, this is the Apostle Paul. I left you in charge in Crete so you could complete what I left have done. The title of tonight's message is Left for a Reason. The title of tonight's message is Left for a Reason. Right now, you feel like you were left holding the bag. Right now, you feel like you were left holding the bag. You feel like you were left unfairly to work out all the things they left have done. So much has been left up in the air, and every day you are left wondering, how do I salvage anything good out of this? How do I salvage anything good out of this? Can anything good come out of this situation at all? Can anything good come out of this situation at all? To you, it's a puzzle that keeps you looking for pieces, for clues. What now, Lord? But to God, even the pieces, even the puzzle pieces of this are part of all the things that's working together for your good. Even this thing that you're going through right now, the puzzle pieces of this, to God, all these things are working together for your good. Romans 8 and 28 NIV. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. For somebody on tonight, I just simply want to tell you this. God works. God works. He is not failing you. Now, it's unclear from tonight's foundational text if Titus was left off guard or not, and then forced to remember the things his mentor, his spiritual father, had given him direction in previously. Sometimes God will step back, and we are forced to remember previous life lessons. Sometimes God will step back, and we are forced to remember previous life lessons learned in another season to get through this season. Sometimes you have to go through stuff and remember what you learned last season to get through this season. Somebody needs to know one season combats another. One season combats another. I don't know what season you're in tonight, but you need to know that one season combats another. In other words, you have what it takes to fight in this season. You got it out of last season. Still, there's a scripture found in Isaiah 30. Chapter 21, and I must admit I love this scripture. It's Isaiah 30, verse 21, that I pray will become a source of comfort for you. Isaiah 30, verse 21 from the NIV. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. The New American Standard says, your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left. Going on to verse 22, the New American Standard. And you will defile your graven images overlaid with silver, and your molten images plated with gold. You will scatter them as an impure thing and say to them, be gone. Somebody tonight, renounce. Formally declare one's abandonment of everything you have thought was God. Announce your abandonment of everything that you thought was God. Renounce it right now in the name of Jesus. Renounce formally. Declare one's abandonment of everything that you thought was of God and was not. It was not of God. Everything that caught your attention because of how it appeared. Everything and everybody that caught your attention because of how it appeared, but was improper, impure, renounce it. Say to it, be gone. Beloved, start moving. Stop being stagnant. Somebody on tonight, stop being stagnant, afraid of making the wrong move, the wrong decision. Because whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Stay sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's key. Stay sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and you will hear him. In 1 Kings 19, verses 11 through 13, God's voice was not in the wind blowing recklessly. His voice was not in the wind blowing recklessly. God's voice was not in the earthquake, loud, causing a major disturbance. God's voice was not in the fire, as if to draw attention to himself. But God's voice was in a whisper, unalarming, only to be heard by those close enough to hear. You must rid your life, God says immediately, of everything that has been a bad habit. You must rid your life immediately of everything that has been a bad habit or a hindrance, and choose to position yourself closer to God. And choose on tonight to position yourself closer to God. To hear God's voice, you must want God. To hear God's voice, you must want God and pay attention, because he will not intrude, especially when he feels unwanted. Now, some of you grew up with parents that yelled all the time. Somebody saying amen. You grew up with parents that yelled all the time, and that's what you have come to expect. If they didn't yell at you, not only did you not hear, but you'd be quick to say they didn't even say anything in the first place. Exactly the case with God. And that's exactly the case with God. It's not that he never talks to you. It's that you never hear. There are instructions laying dormant in your midst even now. Somebody, there are instructions that God been trying to show you for days, laying dormant in your midst even now. And Paul left Titus for a reason. Remember, tonight's message is entitled, Left for a Reason. And Paul left Titus for a reason, directing him into tonight's text to do three key things. Number one, to set right. Number two, to finish. And number three, appoint. Number one, set right. Number two, finish. Number three, appoint. The Apostle Paul told Titus to set right what was defective. It's time for every area in your life that is defective, not working right, every damaged part of you that has yet to heal, to shift. It's time for that part of you to shift, beloved, to refocus. The Apostle Paul told Titus, finish what I have left have done. Finish what I have left have done, what was left undone. Finish the dream. I say to somebody tonight, finish the dream. Just because they will not be there to take center stage with you, that doesn't mean everything you expected from them now is a total waste. It just means what you expected won't come from them. That's all it means, that what you expected won't come from them. But you go on and you take center stage, you finish the dream. And God says, you keep expecting me to rewrite the dream. You keep expecting me to rewrite the dream, to redefine your purpose, your call. I will not. You keep expecting me to rewrite the dream, to redefine your purpose, your call. I will not. There's nothing wrong with its original. There's nothing wrong with its original. I have always intended to use you and not them. I have always intended to use you and not them. In other words, beloved, on tonight, you need to know that you are the chosen one. I don't care who you are connected to, but you are the one that God always intended to use. You are the chosen one. You are in the place of God, working the plan of God, and things went the way they did on purpose, left for a reason. Just as Paul left Titus in Crete for a reason to appoint elders over the churches in every city as he directed, God says it's time you stop being passive. It's time you stop being passive and take on a leadership role. You are the church he wants to build up, not the building or the people you are connected to. God says he kept you in that situation to save you. That's for somebody on tonight. He kept you in that situation to save you because as bad as it was, if he had allowed you to move too soon, you would have made another bad decision, left for a reason. Left for a reason. Some people left you for a reason and not a season. Some people left you for a reason and not a season. And if you are honest with yourself, you know that. And if you're honest on tonight, nobody's listening, nobody's looking. Just be honest with yourself. If you're honest on tonight, you know that. The reason being they were not supposed to be joined to you. They were not supposed to be connected to you in the first place. False hope leads to false connections. False hope leads to false connections. Somebody needs to write that down. False hope leads to false connections. And the last thing the Apostle Paul told Titus, appoint elders and set them over the churches. Appoint, establish, settle, decree. It's high time you decree that every elderly thing that has set itself over you be settled. It's high time that you decree every elderly thing that has set itself over you be settled. Every old thing, old mistake will not continue to lord itself over your life. Time you establish some guidelines, some rules in which to live by, some rules in which to live your life by. You cannot keep going aimlessly. You cannot keep going aimlessly, but you must get focused. But you must get focused. You must be intentional about the things from this point on. You must be intentional about things from now on. In 1 Samuel 16:1, God asked Samuel a simple question. God asked Samuel, how long will you mourn Saul? How long will you mourn Saul? Mourn Saul if you have to. Mourn Saul if you have to. But don't let it stop you from moving forward. But don't let it stop you from moving forward. Just like Titus, the assignment on your life is to bring order. Just like Titus, the assignment on your life is to bring order, to finish and not quit. Just because they chose to leave things unfinished, you can't afford to throw in the towel. Somebody tonight, you cannot afford to throw in the towel. You were left for a reason. The Apostle Paul left Titus in Crete to do the work of organizing the church because he knew Titus could handle it. You were left for a reason because it was the consequences that followed your own bad decision. Because it was the consequence that followed your own bad decision. You were left for a reason because God knew when you got past the initial shock, you can handle your new responsibilities. Oh, yes, God knew when you got past the initial shock of what happened, you can handle your new responsibilities. God knew standing alone wouldn't kill you. He knew standing alone wouldn't kill you, but it would strengthen you. It would train you to do better. Somebody tonight, you're being trained to do better. There's nothing wrong with a solo flight. Had the Apostle Paul not left Titus in Crete, how would Titus ever really know if he was skilled in following directions? Had you not got left, you still would have been codependent on the cushy life you had planned out. You had your life all planned out. It was cushy, and you would have been codependent on that thing. Had not, you got left. Now new direction is needed, and it's sometimes a breath of fresh air. Proverbs 16:1 from the Message Bible says, mortals make elaborate plans. Mortals make elaborate plans, but God has the last word. Trust God's plan and not your own. Trust God's plan and not your own. In the words of Dr. Nassar Siddiqui, keep his vision as your vision. Keep his vision, keep God's vision as your vision. For some of you, it's not a person that left you the way that the Apostle Paul left Titus, but you feel like God has unfairly left you in a dead-end job in a city that is not prospering or even best for what you have to offer. In response to you, God led me to Matthew 6, verse 16 through 18 from the Contemporary English Version. These scriptures are talking about fasting. Again, it's Matthew 6, 16 through 18, Contemporary English Version. When you go without eating, don't try to look gloomy as those show-offs do when they go without eating. I can assure you that they already have their reward. Instead, comb your hair and wash your face. Then others won't know you are going without eating. But your Father sees what is done in private, and he will reward you. God says on that job, you are going without some things. God says on that job, you are going without some things. But because of the way you're carrying yourself in the face of it all, but because, beloved, of the way that you're carrying yourself in the face of it all, God says, I will reward you. I will reward your sacrifice. I will reward your commitment to prayer. It's your prayers that's keeping that boss, that's keeping that business. Because you have not been afraid to pray, to seek. God is using your voice to set some things right in the spiritual realm. To finish what the devil left open and unfinished over that business. To shut down every stealing spirit, every destroying spirit, and retain some form of structure in that place. God needs you there. God needs you there, left for a reason. God will bless you there. Somebody, God will bless you there. Comb your hair. Wash your face. Don't let depression overtake you. Show no signs of lack because your reward is coming. Because your reward is coming. Let's pray this message out. Father God, help everybody under the sound of my voice that has been left for a reason, especially those that didn't expect to be left. Help them to rejoice. That their season has changed, that doors have opened, and that the people they once felt they couldn't live without, they now find themselves doing without. Let them rejoice that their voice has now gained power in the spiritual realm, setting them up to stand up, to take charge, and to accept the things that God has allowed. And at the same time, help them to accept and forgive the things that they themselves allowed and God had nothing to do with. Help them to remember that every left comes with a reason. And just because some of them have been left in that same place, that same city, that same job, you are still bringing glory forth. You are still bringing glory forth. Something good, even in the midst of this. It is indeed a new season, a new chapter in their lives. And instead of being sorrowful and stressed, help them to embrace it and to get excited with expectation. God will give you beautiful ashes. God will give you beautiful ashes. Isaiah 61 and 3. Grieve no more. Be stressed no more. Hear me all tonight. Grieve no more. Be stressed no more. Hurt and heavy no more. Confused and tormented by the question why no more. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, this is a salvation call. If you're listening on the phone lines or online and you're not saved, and that simply means you're not in right standing with God, but you desire to be, repeat after me. Because you're not talking to me right now. You're talking to God. So just repeat after me. He can hear you. Father God, I am a sinner in need of forgiveness, in need of Jesus. I believe he is a Savior, and only he can help me now. I want to turn away from the things I have been doing. I want to do right. I want to do better. Help me, Lord. I'm ready to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, God heard you and you are a member of the Christian family, and you need to know that Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship. Christianity is a lifestyle. And for more about salvation, I would be honored if you visit the website, prolificfireministry.com. There's salvation information on it. God gave me 16 powerful things, powerful benefits of salvation. Each one of them includes scripture to help you grow in your newfound salvation. I pray that you be blessed by it. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio Design Prayer, just press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. If you have specific prayer needs and you're on the phone lines tonight, press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Okay, I see that on the phone tonight, there are no prayer requests. But if anybody's online and you desire prayer throughout the week, or if you're on the phone and something happens and you desire prayer throughout the week, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Some people prefer to email. So if you prefer to email, or perhaps you're outside of the United States, you can email Prolific Fire. That's Prolific Fire @gmail.com. Once again, visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com, prolificfireministry.com. Songs played via Blog Talk Radio tonight were I'll Be the One by Bree and Say Yes by Judy Jacobs. Follow me on Twitter @prolificfire. Follow me on Periscope @prolificfire. And if you want to, you can go ahead and follow me on Periscope now, because I will be on Periscope shortly following this. On Periscope @prolificfire, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, and follow me on Instagram @prophetessstacy. And don't forget to join me next Monday, because we bring forth the word of the Lord every Monday. Join me next Monday when the message will be, I do is not always appropriate. I do is not always appropriate. If the only reason you want to get married is because your friends are married, or to change your financial status, etc., then for you, I do is not appropriate. Remember, the motto of this ministry is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt. Well, beloved, I pray that you are blessed on tonight. Until next Monday, God bless. Good night.